Broadcasting live from the Atlanta Tech Village in Atlanta, Georgia for Neuro Launch Demo Day, it's This Just In. Now, here's your host, HIT advisor, Justin Barnes.
Thank you for joining us and welcome to This Just In. We're broadcasting live from the Neuro Launch Demo Day down here at Atlanta Tech Village. Very excited about the guests we've already had come through the show, certainly the future guests. But today, right now, we have Alex Turgeman, CEO of Cognition Medical. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you, Justin. Well, thank you very much.
Great to be here. And your accent tells us you're from where?
From France.
What part?
From Lyon. It's a great region for food.
Excellent.
But I miss.
I love food, so you're in good company here, brother. So tell us a little bit more about Cognition Medical.
I thought we were talking about wine first.
Exactly. I would prefer that. Okay. No, I actually wouldn't. I know, I'm excited about your startup. So
yeah,
tell us about your company.
Cognition Medical is a quite young startup. Started in Boston. The headquarters is still there, and we have a division now here. We've been through the first batch of companies with NeuroLaunch, and we're absolutely delighted to be in the South. Obviously, we've kind of avoided the mega storm. So Cognition Medical really makes the medical devices for stroke patients. People who have a stroke, can't walk, can't talk, can't remember things. I mean, there's so many strokes out there, Justin, clearly, you know, just looking left and right in your friends or family, there is always somebody who had a stroke, and it's really devastating to see them struggle. You know, the other day, actually last Thursday, I was in Lenox Mall waiting for coffee at Starbucks. And I saw a guy walking funny, and his hand was actually hooked. I thought to myself, this is a guy who has who had a stroke. And I engaged with him in conversation. He's from England. He came here to America for a vacation, and it was extremely hard, just heartbreaking to see him struggle through each and every word. And he told me that he lived in Manchester, and how when he had a stroke, he fell in the chair and the chair broke, and then he fell on the ground. And since then, you know, he has like pain in the back, but you know, he felt strong and keeps going. That's why he's in America taking a vacation, touring. Mm-hmm. And I know that he said he's going to go to California. And it's really for these people that really have, you know, 30 to 40 years after a stroke that we do this, because we want them to be healthy and get back to work and get back with their families and be happy.
Yeah, no, that's terrific and honorable. So you've already gone through the whole program, and so really interested in here. And what are some of the biggest takeaways from when you first went through the incubator process and what you learned from NeuroLaunch?
NeuroLaunch was absolutely fantastic. It's a phenomenal. It's a bullet of energy, and their motto is fuel for innovation in the neurospace, and it's true. They've opened so many doors for us. Chris or Jordan or any other member of the team have so many connections here in Atlanta that it's just like, you know, drives us through the process and makes the process really easy. I have to say also that coming to the South and seeing something else than the Northeast, where it's extremely competitive, I think that there's absolutely a fantastic opportunity in the South, and we're so happy that we have another location now for Cognition Medical here in Atlanta.
So you went through a funding round, I assume, one or two already?
We actually got some private investments here and also in the North.
Excellent.
We also got some money from Massachusetts, and so we've been vetted by some of the top doctors in the country. And I think that, you know, gives us strength. It means that some people that have seen a lot of stroke patients and a lot of companies believe in us, and frankly, that's what keeps us going.
Wow, that's fantastic. Congratulations there. So in our closing minute or so, what are some of the growth plans that you have over the next 6 to 12 months?
Sure. So we need probably to, we're really in the phase of making a human grade prototype. We already have a prototype, but we do want to make it better and something that could ultimately go to an animal and a human. And we're going to collect animal data. So we need, we'd like to connect with investors and see what the next milestones might be. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we want to go to CE mark, which is an easier pathway and less resistance for medical devices. So probably meeting with investors is a great thing.
So that's the next big step for you is to find another round. Are you going to do like, is it a A round?
Or A round. A round. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, terrific. And you're going to look for that obviously anywhere. Are you focusing in the Boston market, the Atlanta market? Somewhere around
you
Raleigh.
Know, I think we think of startups now that we have all these means of communication. Mm-hmm. You can call anywhere, you know, from very cheaply. You have emails. You have, you know, and whatnot. Like everything, it's just so easy to work from one location and then just do business in another location. So I've been traveling quite a bit, Northeast Atlanta area, but also California. And I have to say, frankly, that this is also an area of high growth. The Silicon Valley is just fantastic. So I think that it's a diversified hunt, I guess.
Is there a specific organization or entity that you'd like to raise capital from? Is there one or two specifically that we can mention on air that you'd love to talk to?
I mean, we've talked to NEA, but for example, NEA is quite a big and powerhouse in medical devices. Yep. We'd love to continue speaking with. Also, the strategics, we've engaged the strategics pretty early, and I think this is something that it's a trend that you'll see more and more companies in early stage reaching out to strategics and then involving them in the Series A.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on all the success so far, Alex. Alex Turgeman, CEO of Cognition Medical. Thank you for joining
me today.
Thank
you, Justin. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.